16 hours sitting in the same metal chair. She'd tried to run the blockade and been caught. Were they still in orbit around the colony moon? Impossible to tell. She didn't think they'd entered Zeta space, but she'd heard you could barely feel it when the drives engaged on the bigger ships. They didn't get much bigger than this one. Her back hurt. The handle clicked, and she leveled her eyes at the door. The man who walked through was tall, lean, completely bald, and alone. A strange pattern of scar tissue on his scalp looked like the remnants of a ghastly injury, but its odd symmetry suggested it could be a purposeful body augmentation. His eyes were two different colors, the right a dark brown, while the left was a peculiar gold indicative of cybernetics. He had no facial hair, not even eyebrows or eyelashes. It made him look wrong, menacing. He was draped in a canvas duster that concealed his body shape and hid his hands and any weapons he might be carrying. His demeanor was non-threatening, but she sensed that could change on a whim. The door closed behind him. The lock didn't seem to re-engage. She could take him if she needed to. Men always thought they could overpower her. She was diminutive with delicate limbs. That might matter if they were arm wrestling, but she understood physics and human anatomy. If he made a move, she would cave his head in, and that would be that. "Good morning," he remarked casually, standing in front of her. The room was totally bare except for the chair she sat in. She didn't rise. He couldn't sit. "Is there something you want from me?" She couldn't show any weakness. They didn't have nearly as many cards to play as they wanted her to think. In fact, their time would be running out soon. "Procedure," he said with a disingenuous smile. "They're taking your ship apart as we speak. Quite a bit of contraband we found. You're a licensed pilot, right?" He gestured, and an image of her FFC privateer registration card floated above his hand. "You know the consequences for breaking isolation." "I'll lose my license for 6 months," she said flatly. "That's the price of playing the game." "For a routine violation, that's correct." He crossed his arms. "Unfortunately, the cargo we recovered from your ship is anything but. On top of that, it seems you pissed someone off back home. They don't seem too concerned about your release one way or another. In fact, they told us they are considering a permanent suspension in lieu of the normal penalty, just to avoid paying your fines."
"Bullshit! It's a first offense. What do you take me for?"
"Believe it or don't, I've got no stake in this. They were the ones who insisted. Would be quite a blow for a privateer to lose their wings for half a year. Worse if it was forever." He frowned down at her. "The good news is, I don't see any reason that has to happen."
"If you think I'm going to drop my pants for you," she spat venomously, "it'll be the last thing you ever try, prick."
"I'm flattered," he said, "but that's not what I meant. It's a favor to be collected at a future date."
"What kind of favor?" she said, crossing her legs and leaning back in the chair.
"You're pretty famous, even to our SecF operatives. We don't know every privateer, just the most egregious serial violators. You may not have been caught before, but your ship has been recorded coming in and out of the isolation zone regularly. We also know from chatting with some of your more loose-lipped peers that you like to take jobs most other pilots wouldn't touch. Risky ones. We basically just want a rain check. You keep your license and your cargo. We'll pay double your usual contract fee."
"What kind of job?" she asked suspiciously.
"Nothing more illegal than what you're already doing." She was being exploited. She had no way of knowing if he was telling the truth about the ban, but if Minerva had to bail her out, the 6 month suspension was a certainty.
"Fine," she finally acceded. "One job."
"Fantastic." He pulled up a translucent control terminal, punched in some commands, and the room around them shimmered, shifted, and then disappeared. They were in the galley on her own ship.